So when you were young, though, when you were a child, there were blimps in Hingham?
Oh, yeah. They came from South Weymouth Air Base. They were all over. But I think what happened was we'd come down, and we'd know they were coming. You could hear them like a, I don't know, funny noise. So Olson's lived next door to us, and she'd run up in her field and yell, throw us butter. We all wanted butter at that time. So my mother yelling, get out the front window. They'd come. Here'd be the window in the house. And I'm looking out, and the bottom of the blimp would be right here. Because the trees weren't that high. I mean, they were just big, enormous blimps. And you'd see them in there waving to us. They were just checking the areas, I suppose. And we'd be yelling, butter, sugar. And nobody ever gave us anything. But it was funny, you know, back then. We were all excited to see these blimps come.
And what do you think the year was?
I'd say it might have been, I'd probably be five. I don't know.
So post-war, 48,
yeah,
49.
Yeah. I'm probably all, you got to check your dates because I can be all, my dates are terrible.
Were you needed butter and sugar. Were you on
rations? Everybody did. Yeah, we were on
rations.
Yeah.
They still on rations after the war.
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
I don't know, but I remember when the stuff came, it was like this, and it'd be a red thing in the center, and we could squish it, and that would be the butter.